Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your WesTec Safety Hour hosted by David Kaslow. My name is Bhupendra, I'll be event manager today. Throughout the conference, your lines will be on listen only. If you need operator assistance at any time, please key *0 on a tone dial telephone and a coordinator will be pleased to assist you. I would like to advise all parties that today's conference is being recorded for replay purposes. And now I would like to hand the call over to David. Please go ahead.
Great, thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. My name's David Kaslow. I'm the Root Asset Manager for Buildings and Structures in Wessex. So essentially that means that I'm responsible for the safe management of all of our buildings assets, such as stations and depots, and structures assets including bridges, tunnels, retaining walls, and so on. So it keeps us fairly busy, and also means that we have a lot of close calls that come through to us fairly typically. And we'll talk about some of those a bit later on. So, for the conference call today, we've got a few incidents that have happened throughout the week, which I'll go through. And on the website, there's also a weekly safety summary, and I'll extract some few notes from that. And then there's something else that I will go on to talk about, which is a risk-based commentary, and it's a video that's on the website here. It's something that will be really useful as part of team safety hours and team briefs going forward. So we'll come back to that one towards the end of the call. So just to summarise, last week we had 67% attendance for safety hours, so below where we want to be. So please just remember that when you have carried out the safety hours, to log them on the app or through to the email address, just so we can accurately record what has been done. And most of us, I'm sure, do have a safety hour each week. Sometimes it's just easy to forget that we haven't updated the system. There were 91 close calls raised in the week, and ongoing in terms of targets, I think we're doing pretty well. And I know there was an email sent out looking at trends that are starting to emerge from close calls now as well, which starts to give everything a bit more meaning and reasons to why we report all these close calls. So hopefully we can drive better safety once we understand what the root causes are and maybe carry out some work before we end up reporting close calls in the first case. So incidents last week. Top of the list was a near miss at Liphook. Now I know that Tracy Capstick went through this on the safety hour last week, so I won't repeat that. But there is a theme running through a couple of these, so we'll pick those up towards the end. On the 9th of August, there was a road traffic accident at Purbright. So this is a welding team leader. It was a traffic accident. And he was driving through, only travelling at low speed, tried to apply the brakes, but the vehicle continued off the road into a ditch. So there's thoughts that because the vehicle hadn't been used for a couple of weeks that the brakes weren't working properly. So this just brings to the fore just a reminder to everyone about the driver's handbook and safety checks before using vehicles. And again, reinforces the need for the driving safety stand down. So just please keep attention to all of that. There's always more we can do in terms of driving. And I know one of the contractors that we use in the structures world was involved in a traffic accident as well about 2 weeks ago. So they are happening, and that was no fault of the individual concerned. It just happened to be the wrong place at the wrong time. But again, driving at night, we just need obviously to take a lot of due care and attention at all times, particularly when we're travelling at that time, perhaps when we're keen to get home and get some rest. On the 11th of August, an operative injured their foot at Woking Downyard, caught his foot on the bar of a rail, so just above the boot line, realised their foot was bleeding. So no lost time, but golden hour was applied, which is great to see that happening rigorously now. And at Porchester the following day, a PY operative strained a muscle on their back whilst carrying a section of an Ironman. So assigned light duties afterwards, and again the golden hour was applied. So I think throughout the route there's been several training courses on manual handling, and it's still one of our highest causes of lost time injury. So it's just, again, just being conscious that we're lifting a weight that we can lift and it's safe. And we've got the right way of moving the load. I try not to lift it, and if we've got a wagon or something, use that instead. Again, just please be conscious. It's easy to do. We all lift stuff, but we probably shouldn't, and probably lift things very quickly. Perhaps not using the right technique. Now, looking through some outlined safety incidents. So if you can access the Wessex Safety Hour page, there's a link to presentations, about 9 or 10 pages, just summarising incidents that have occurred across the country, not just in Wessex Route. I'm just going to pull a couple of items from that rather than run through absolutely everything. So the first one, just to bring to an attention, there are lots of level crossing near misses through the week, actually all happening in Anglia routes. It's just misuse, people not informing the signaller when they're due to use the crossing. And then there was one that actually resulted in a collision between the train and a road vehicle. Thankfully, there was no derailment and no reported injuries of people on the train either. So all okay in terms of injuries. But again, just highlights the danger of using level crossings. Particularly when they're unmanned and they're relying on the use of that phone prior to crossing. So that has obviously affected Anglia quite substantially, but can happen anywhere around the country. One that is close to what I do all the time is a vehicle incursion incident in Wales. So a car crashed through the boundary fencing down an embankment or down a cutting, and came to rest on the railway, the car upside down on the forefoot. Thankfully, there were no trains coming, so there was no collision, and the trains were stopped before they could reach the site. The car driver also uninjured, which is good. Again, just one of our ongoing risks that we try and mitigate on a continuous basis, but there are lots of sites where vehicle incursion is possible. It will take as many years probably to get to the point where that's not possible going forwards. It just highlights the safety risk. The next part of the presentation shows near misses. So there were four near misses, including our one at Liphook. And this just reinforces the fact that people were moving clear just at the last minute, a few seconds ahead of the train coming through, or working unwittingly outside the limits of the line blockage. So it just shows the need for huge awareness of what we're doing at all times, and this will link into the next part in a moment when we look through the risk-based commentary slides. So overall, there's a few other operational close calls that were reported in the week, and a lot of those related to poor communication in one way or another. So looking at the risk-based commentary, so this is a video that's been prepared by Anglia Route, and when you get a chance to go through it, it's obviously difficult to do on the conference call, it looks at situations where individuals have been in a near-miss situation and actually follows one person's account of how they ended up in that position. And actually, it's fascinating to listen to them speak and just highlights that in reality it was something of a subconscious thing, weren't really aware of what they were doing at that point in time because they weren't as focused on the immediate safety risk. They were still thinking about the task in hand. So although they'd moved into a position of safety, they were subconsciously focused on the task and were preparing to step back towards the forefoot and were restrained by a colleague. So it really shows how much can we really process at one point in time in terms of our thinking. Just raises a few points and a couple of tips to try and aid our concentration, particularly when we're out on track or in other areas of safety risk. So a fascinating watch. It's about 10 minutes long. It just raises something on the behavioural side, and hopefully will just help our own concentration when we are out and about. So we don't know if the techniques will work for everyone, but definitely worth a go. It certainly raised a few thoughts for me. So that was the message from the risk-based commentary. There were several key words that came out. So it was lack of attention, loss of awareness, autopilot, and complacency. So they were the key words that I pulled out from the video. And we can probably all believe that. There's cases where I'm sure each of us just believe that we're doing the thing that we've always done, and it's so easy to get complacent and maybe lose focus on what we're doing because we believe we can always do it right first time and don't need to think about safety risks today compared to what we did yesterday. So very common themes coming out. It's easy to relate to, but hopefully there's some really strong messages there that might cause us each to think a bit more next time we're out on track, particularly when we're doing something that we believe we can do day in, day out. So that's the overview of the Wessex Safety Hour pack. I'd just like to go back to one item for relating to the buildings and structures world, and that's close calls. So as a responsible manager, I get an awful lot of close calls sent through to me. Some are better quality than others. So if you are raising a close call, please, you can really just make sure that the location information is relevant. And so for me, if there's a structure identification on there, what have you, that's fantastic and makes things a lot simpler for identifying where the risk is. But regardless of the quality of the close call, I'm very pleased that you have raised close calls, and it does give us the chance to put right some defects that are out there that do cause you concerns and could lead to a more significant or lead to an accident. So please keep on with the reporting. We do look through them. Some of them, yes, will take us a fair amount of time to rectify, depending on what you've reported, but they're definitely not ignored. And if you do need any help or just want to check up on a close call that you've raised, feel free to just send me an email or give me a call. If you want to talk about a specific one, about what we're doing about it. But they are gratefully received. We're pushing through trying to close out them all as far as we can. So once again, thanks very much for attending the Wessex Safety Hour. I'll now hand back and see if there are any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key *1. Record your name and then press the hash key. Whilst recording your name, please make sure your phone is not on mute. If you change your mind and decide to withdraw your question, it's *2. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you will be advised when to ask your question. All of the lines will remain on listen only. Once again, *1. Record your name, and then press the hash key. Once again, *1, record your name, and then press the hash key. Okay, we have one question. It's from the line of...
Tracy Capstick.
Your line's open.
Thank you very much for doing the safety. That was really good. It's always me that asks the question because it's a lonely place. At the end of the line.
It is. Hi, Tracy.
I kind of want to expand on the risk-based commentary because I read a paper on it over the weekend as well. There's a couple of applications of this, but the wider one is people verbalizing the risks continually so they remain fresh in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Does that come across in the video to you in a wider application?
So it is mentioned in the video, but it's done quite late on, and it's not, you're not given an example of it. So yeah, it is referenced, and I should have picked that up in my summary, but it's not something that comes out particularly strongly. So for me, the most powerful part of the video is definitely the individual explaining what happened in their particular instance of a near miss. I could definitely relate to that, and it was great to actually hear that from a real colleague, as opposed to, you know, someone with a theoretical instance. But yeah, just understanding how we can verbalise the risk. You know, is that just us muttering to each other, "Must watch out for the train," "Must watch out for the train," or, you know, are there any particular techniques that are out there that aren't really explained in the short video?
Yeah, I do want to progress this because I think it would be useful for our track guys. And the way they display this a lot of the time is train comes on, warning, arm in the air, and one on.
Mm-hmm.
So that verbalization sort of reinforces the fact that a train is coming. But I happened to watch a video done by Eastleigh EMP on moving quite a large amount of cable.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about that, and they did it beautifully, great video, is all the time they were doing this activity, and it is quite risky, there was orders coming from the back, and they were repeating them down the line. So what that team did, actually, was a risk-based commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the paper that supports, or that was done by Anglia, Helen Warnock from Anglia, she talks about people walking down the cess and pointing out to each other, man on man, as they go past, risks mm-hmm. associated with walking routes. So I think it has a wide application.
Mm-hmm.
So the question to you in that is, if I need to sell this to my people, give me a couple of top tips that you think would be useful to them.
So I definitely think tangible examples are always really good, and case studies of where it has been done, idea of best practice, but it's probably just getting people in their areas of what they do day to day just to think about how they could apply it, because you just immediately highlighted a couple there. In my world, we do a lot of lifting operations. So it's probably a great way to just reinforce exclusion zones, or, you know, tracking of an item that's being lifted over into position. I guess it is something that is easily transferable to most tasks, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's just getting that engagement from everyone early on, and it's a great way to demonstrate you're actually understanding and applying the same system of work, isn't it?
Right, so I suppose the question I would like you to pose to everybody else is, can they think of other incidents or where they think they do this well, so we can get some local examples done?
Mm, okay. Right, okay, so everyone that's on the call, you've heard the challenge from Tracy. Let's have a couple of quick examples here and now. Ideas where we can apply the risk-based commentary, and then we'll pick up outside of this as well, I'm sure, on a very ongoing basis with all of our teams. But let's see who can provide a couple of examples that Tracy and I can take away and start to push forward on the risk-based commentary. Okay, back to the lines, please.
Thank you. Once again, star one, record your name, and then press the hash key.
Anyone going to come forward? So perhaps we consider this in the context of the rules. So we've got lots of life-saving rules we need to adhere to. So in terms of electrical testing, maybe in terms of working at height, are there any examples there that anyone can put forward for the risk-based commentary or driving even? Okay. Right. Everyone seems to be very quiet. So we'll need to, I'll help provide a few examples then, Tracy, that can be pushed through with your team, ideas from the risk-based commentary from the RAM community, and we'll start cascading on that basis then. We'll see if we can pick that up maybe next week's safety hour if I've got any volunteers at the moment. So we'll pick it up on that basis. Thank you very much for your attendance, everybody. Have a safe week, and speak again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your call for today. Thank you for joining. You may now disconnect.